Dear Editor, this is how part of how my real-life Christmas Eve went. I was glad that the snow had stopped falling and had started melting so I could make it out to get a few things from our local shopping area. The walk there was not great as for one block nobody had shoveled their sidewalks and I had to walk out on the road. My first stop was at the library to drop off a couple of items and get some new ones. As I normally do, I sat in the reading area and read the daily paper before I left. Lots of doom and gloom in the international news, of course, so many people will most definitely not be having much to celebrate this Christmas. After I left the library, I went to the grocery store to buy the other things I was out to get. I found everything I had needed and got in the line for the checkouts. There had been a few people in the line ahead of me, so I knew it would be a bit of a wait. One of the employees came up to me and asked, "Is that all you have and does nothing have to be weighed?" I said yes, and she took me to the customer service counter, bypassing the wait for the checkouts. When I took my items out of the bag, I realized that I did indeed have one bulk item that would have to be weighed. She laughingly said that she could weigh it but would charge me double. She didn't, of course, and I was out of the store quicker than if she had not taken me out of the regular lineup. Now for the trip back home. Same route but in reverse, of course. At the part where I have to walk up a short hill, a car going my direction stopped on the road and called out to me asking if I wanted a lift. I thanked the woman very much for the offer and explained that I was only two houses from home. We both smiled and wished each other a Merry Christmas. All it takes is a couple of people like that to make your day so much merrier. Don McBain, North Vancouver. What are your thoughts? Send us a letter via email by clicking here or post a comment below.